This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged agreement for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion. Both sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anuradhakumaradesanayake in New Delhi. Both leaders held discussions on issues of mutual interest. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Desanayake has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. He said the visit is creating new momentum and energy in the relations. Mr. Modi said India has so far provided lines of credit and grant assistance worth $5 billion to Sri Lanka. The Prime Minister said both sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen and agreed that both sides should proceed with a humanitarian approach in this matter. In his statement, Mr. Desanayake said he has given an assurance to the Prime Minister of India that they will not allow Sri Lanka to be used in any way in a manner that is detrimental to the interest of India. Mr. Desanayake said Sri Lanka faced an unprecedented economic crisis 2 years ago and India supported it immensely to come out of that quagmire. He said India has also helped Sri Lanka immensely after that, especially in the debt-free structuring process. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, Ms. Sitharaman alleged that the Congress brazenly kept amending the Constitution to help a family and protect those in power instead of strengthening democracy. She also targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put in jail. The minister said it is time to reaffirm the commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document. She said India's experience has shown that the country's constitution remains robust and has stood the test of time. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the Constitution. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants first batch for 2024-25. The government has sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the Ek Varsh Parinam Utkarsh program, which celebrates the completion of 1 year of the state government of Rajasthan. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees at Jaipur in Rajasthan. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Devas commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister and Defence Minister paid tribute to the valiant soldiers of the 1971 war. Legendary tabla maestro Zakir Hussain passed away in the United States last night. He was 73. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the demise of the tabla maestro. Russia has evacuated some of its diplomats out of the Syrian capital Damascus while its embassy continues to function. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said the diplomats were transported by Russian Aerospace Forces flight from the Khmeimim Air Base in Syria to Moscow, and the flight arrived at an airport near Moscow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.